racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. There's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no yet-be-gat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms. Isms. All kind of isms. Isms. You gotta love the great white hope. President Trump is the great white hope, and he is a perfect example of what a man should be. It is mind-blowing to see it again. I grew up with that, folks. Believe me. And then the stupid civil rights so-called movement came along, which were the enemies of the black people and the destruction of black Americans. And then the stupid women movement started and the homosexual movement started and everything stupid started and just been downhill ever since. And men have become afraid. It's mind-blowing. But this president, the great white hope, is setting a perfect example of how to deal with people. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, black or white or whatever color, whatever. When you're wrong, you're wrong. When you're right, you're right. And he can accept it. Nancy Pelosi, so the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the Never Trumpers, the right or Republicans, the black race hustlers, they all hate this man because he is a man. And especially a straight, white, Christian, conservative man of power, and he ain't afraid. He put the country first. He even said that he is a nationalist. And they tried to use that against him. Say, white nationalists, they act like it was a big deal. Forget about y'all. I'm a nationalist. I love my country. That's all it means. He didn't do, unfortunately, what Representative Steve Keen is doing, kind of backing down and apologizing. Don't apologize for truth. So this is Fox News. And some of you know that Nancy Pelosi, dirty old Nancy Pelosi with the facelift, doesn't want a wall around the borders because they are Democrats that want the votes and the power, so they don't care about, we the people, and they don't care about the illegals. And by the way, another mob of illegal aliens are on the way. They're coming to this country. I think they made it to Mexico already. They're in Mexico now trying to get here. So Fox News is reporting Trump. So Nancy Pelosi told Trump not to do the State of the Union address. It's too dangerous. She's lying, but she's trying to stop this man from getting the truth out there any kind of way. And so the president said, okay, Nancy, but you can't take a trip. You can't use the military aircraft to take a trip overseas. And these Democrats on their way, about to go to the airport to get on the military plane, and we're going to pay for it. He's like, no, Nancy, y'all can't go. If I can't do the union address, you can't take the trip. And now they all mad. You got to love this man. A beta male would have allowed that to happen anyway because they would have been afraid to deal with women. They would have been afraid of the media, and they would have been afraid of what others might say. This is from Fox News. Trump denies Pelosi's aircraft for foreign trip after her call for State of the Union delay. I'm loving this man. He's a real man. Learn from this president. Men and women should be learning from him. He's not afraid. The worst thing you can have in life is fear. So Nancy Pelosi called to delay Trump's State of the Union address amid the government shutdown. And so President Trump on Thursday abruptly denied military aircraft to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a foreign trip just minutes before the congressional delegation was set to depart. So they don't want to put the wall up, but they want to go on a trip. They want to have fun, but not you. And Daniel is here. And Daniel is becoming the next producer of the Destiny Peterson Show. So he's in training by James Haight, of the Hake Report and my producer right now. And Daniel is here to read the letter, a letter from the Great White Hope to Nancy Pelosi, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All is well. No man is good.
No man is good? Yeah, so this is a letter from Trump to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
And it goes, Dear Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel during this period it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. I look forward to seeing you soon, and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border finally receive the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves.
Amazing.
Yeah, and this morning or last night, he let Melania use the military aircraft to go to Mar-a-Lago.
Right on. Yeah, yeah. He's like, here, honey, you take this plane. They don't need it after all.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Shameless Democrats. Yeah. What's your impression of the way the Great White Hope are dealing with these Democrats and the media?
Well, I think he's dealing with the border, the illegal immigration issue well, because you have to get rid of illegal immigration. And
yeah.
It's going to be hard to stop people from coming in through the airplanes and other ways, but a border, the wall could be made in less than 2 years. Like,
yep.
Construction could be done in less than 2 years, and that's knocking half the problem.
And it's interesting, too, the Democrats want to pay for abortion in foreign country. They want to give people more free stuff. They talk about climate change, where they want to spend a bunch of money. But to put the people first, they don't want to do it.
No.
That's amazing to me.
Yes.
And the people, there are still people who voted for the Democrats who are against them. That's the dumbest thing I ever seen.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Mexicans, are you Mexican?
No, I was born in Colombia, but...
Oh, you're Colombian.
Yeah. They all speak Spanish, so it's...
Oh,
similar.
Mexicans don't like to work nowadays. Those that are coming over now, they're not coming to work. They're coming for free stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Democrats and the media are lying when they say they're coming for work. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
That was amazing.
Yeah, anytime.
You can read.
Yeah.
Were you nervous about it?
No, I wasn't nervous.
Amazing. So James said that when you go by that camera, don't hit the camera.
Right.
You have to go around it, otherwise you knock it over.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, man. Super Chat, thank you so much. Joel, let's have him.
Yep, Super Chat.
How you doing?
Good.
How's life?
It's going good.
Are you learning a lot about life?
Definitely.
And so things are going well, not good?
Yeah, they're going well.
I just reminded about James. You know how he is. The producer. Okay.
Let's have a super chat. We got from Deplorable Dave, Mighty Mike, and JG. Deplorable Dave says, Jesse, there are no such thing as isms except amazingism. You're welcome.
That's right.
And Mighty Mike says, howdy, Jesse and Joel. One thing we can do to combat illegal immigration is tax the money being sent out of the country. Tax them.
That's a good idea.
60 to 70% so they will think twice about coming here to make money under the table.
Amen.
And then JG says, wall done in 2 months if GOV want their paychecks.
That's right. Put up the wall. Build the wall. We got to have the wall. I want my country back.
And then two more, one from Giovanni A and one from Brandon M. Giovanni says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Matthew 7:24.
Amazing. That's right. The one thing I've noticed about all the men and women who are overcoming, the young people too, their minds are being renewed. And so they are their minds are becoming solid minds rather than double-minded. They're becoming one mind with God, and common sense is just becoming so prevalent in their lives. It's really nice to see that.
And then one more from Brandon saying, thank you for keeping us on the straight and narrow, Uncle Jesse.
Right on.
I'm trying my hardest to keep Texas red. You're the beta blocker the country needs.
You absolutely need to keep it red because the children of the light are trying to turn it blue. And they're doing the same thing in Alabama. They know that if they can take over the South, it's over. The South, including Texas, all those states are the only thing that keeping this country going. Well, not the only thing, but thank you, sir. But thank you for your super chats, your donations. Absolutely appreciate it. We got a Facebook Live post here from Finbar Doran. It says, I guess you already read this, draw near to God and he will draw near to you, says the Bible. Okay. Also, another one from Facebook, Tina Hobden says, I think a Christian can sin. We can go to the Father for forgiveness. But I think we are to work on not sinning every day. I don't know what you mean by that. Tina, you need to call me and explain what you mean, because that's not clear to me at all. I'm black and slow, so I could be missing it. And another Facebook from Curtis. And Curtis says, I can't pronounce his last name, Tribet. He says, Tribet, get another 30 minutes right. We get another 30 minutes right, seeing how we started 30 minutes late. That's a good question. We're getting some things on this end worked out, but we're on our way. But I appreciate that. Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West, with the low IQ. And by the way, my biblical question, are human beings special to God? Are human beings special to God? To God! To God be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. To God, as you're seeing that at Crenshaw Christian Center, be the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So this is for Fox News. Maxine Waters issuing a warning. And so we have a picture of the Wicked Witch of the West with the low IQ. Waters, AOC versus Wall Street. Fox News has reported Maxine Waters issue warning to Wall Street as the new chairwoman of the powerhouse Financial Service Committee. This Wicked Witch spoke to the, they're not calling it a Wicked Witch, I am. Wicked Witch spoke to the far left Center for American Progress Action Fund, a group founded by John Podesta, Clinton's guy, funded by George Soros, Black Lives Matter supporters, right? This is CNBC. Maxine Waters says big banks can expect many hearings on regulation. Here we are. Here we go.
House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters addressing the Center for American Progress in D.C. today. She laid out her plans for policing misconduct on Wall Street.
As we saw during the 2008 financial crisis, large Wall Street banks that aren't subject to strong oversight and safeguards to protect our economy can do a lot of damage. We will be keeping an eye on the big banks and their activities, included by holding many hearings.
Amazing. Who's going to keep an eye on her? Remember, she and her husband was under investigation. Her husband was sitting on the board of banks, and they somehow or another, she was all involved, and they were doing some stuff that seemed not to be right. And who's going to keep the eye on the Wicked Witch of the West? This is a nasty, dirty woman. She's the same woman that encouraged people to go out and attack, harass those folks who support the Great White Hope. How can anyone trust this nasty woman? And she is evil. Look at her districts. They're out of control. And those people keep voting for her because they think that they're going to get some more free stuff. It's amazing. America, you got to wake up because these people are trying to undo what the Great White Hope is doing right now by putting America first. They want to be in charge of your life. They want to suck all the life out of you. It's amazing. And right now in Chicago, I don't have that story for you yet, but we might get it today. The blacks are having a hissy fit over a police officer being acquitted. And these blacks are so stupid, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. The men are as bad as the women, as blind and emotional as the women. No wonder the black community is falling apart. They can pick it whenever they think a white man is involved with black people, but when it's black on black, you don't hear from them. Remember the girl in Houston, Texas recently was shot, allegedly shot in a car from another car into a car? And at first they thought it was a white man. And they was all out picking in and carrying on and acting all afraid of white people. And they were raising money and carrying on. Then they found out it could have been a black man who was arrested. We haven't heard from them since. They went back into their rat hole. I want you to learn from this, folks, especially white people, so you can get over the fear of it. White people, stop being afraid. It's okay to be white. So this, the Hill is reporting that Chicago officers acquitted for attempted cover-up in McDonald's shooting. Laquan McDonald shooting. Laquan was the one on drugs with a knife slashing tires. Remember that? Walking down the street. He was shot over a dozen times. And the black people pretend in Chicago to care about Laquan. They don't. They didn't care about that thug, Michael Brown. They don't care about Laquan. They don't care about Laquan's mama. They are thinking money and power for themselves, taking it from the white man. I'm telling you. And watch. Eventually, they're going to go back into their holes, and Chicago black-on-black crime will continue. Three officers were accused of covering up the so-called murder. Amazing. This is not going to stop until white people say no more. Stop being afraid of being called a racist and all that stuff. These people hate white people, and they hate the Jews. The judge ruled that the dash cam evidence proved they did not conspire to cover it up, that the officer did not conspire. So you're going to see that Crooked Line Jackson and Al Sharpton and all of them coming out of their hellhole, marching and carrying on. It doesn't mean a thing. Fret not. They think this is an opportunity for more power, put in more fear for white people, and take over. And we're going to end up with South Africa if it does, where the blacks are ruling there now and white people are catching hell. The lands are being taken, land are being taken away from them. They're being killed, raped, murdered. No one cares. It's white people. Laquan was shot 16 times by Officer Jason Van Dyke. This happened back in October 2014. And Van Dyke was convicted for a second-degree murder and aggravated battery. I don't even know why white people even bother to be cops now. Because they're going to accuse you because they most, especially people of color, and especially black people, hate white folks. That just is a reality. Not all, but most black people hate white folks. The so-called Christians, so-called leaders, the preachers, all of them, they blame white people for everything, their own failures. Whites, speak up before it's too late. Steve is out of Idaho. Steve, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. Very awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
I just wanted to ask a question. First, I've been listening in the past hour, and there's some things that you say you believe that that I might not understand or see or maybe even disagree with.
Are you a first-time caller, Steve?
This is my second time.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And however, I believe that you're a man who is humble, and if you see that you're wrong, you would say you're wrong. Slash, the reason why I called is I have a $20,000 question for you.
Do I win the $20,000 if I answer correctly?
No, it's remember the 2 months ago when you're doing the, if I had $20,000 to give towards your studio equipment, then I could interview you.
Oh, yes.
So this is a $20,000 question.
All right.
So what is one of your favorite things about you?
About me?
Yes.
Good question. Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
You have nothing that's your favorite thing about you?
No. I used to be proud of something about me, but I don't brag about that anymore. But no,
well,
nothing.
You can brag about that.
Yeah.
What you just said.
I used to brag about that when I was in a fallen state, but I don't brag about that anymore. But I have no impression of myself at all. I'm neither proud or disproud. I'm just me. I'm just a living being.
Cool. Well, I like your answer.
Yeah.
Seeing if there was anything more.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve. That's a good question.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Have a great Friday.
You too. All right. Bye. Amazing question. Joel, what is about you that you're proud of? As if I didn't know. So James' mind is running wild because I said I used to be proud of something, but I don't brag about that anymore. He's like, inappropriate. So I wonder what he's thinking. Is there anything you're proud about?
Well, now that you gave that answer, I don't want to get my I favorite myself.
I bet you do. Chad is the first time caller out of Florida. No, not a first time caller, but a caller from Florida. Chad, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Chad. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy it's Friday.
All right.
I had a hard time getting in touch with you with work and everything, seeing as 9 o'clock here is when the work day starts. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got in.
All right. Yeah, I was just curious. What's your take on forgiveness? Is there different ways to forgive somebody? I actually have a son myself, and I'd like to be able to answer that question one day.
How old is your son?
He's only a year and a half. He's a little guy.
Are you married?
Yes. Yeah, I'm married.
Oh, okay. So your question is what now?
I just wanted to know what your take on forgiveness was. Like, do you have to actually speak with the person and tell them you forgive them?
Yes, if you can, you should go to the person. God said that if you have ought, meaning if you're angry at or have a problem with people, go to them and forgive them. And the reason for that, one reason is that you get your courage back because most of the time when people are angry, they are afraid of the person or people that they're angry at. And so they try to work around going and facing that person, especially their mothers. And men are like that.
What it would be here.
Yeah.
She kind of said she didn't want anything to do with my son or my wife.
Well, you're fortunate.
So I kind of just, I'm sorry?
You're fortunate that she doesn't.
Oh, yeah?
You
not
should
get
be
involved in my life.
Right. You should be a how old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, man, you should be praising God that you're not going to have her in there messing up your son.
Yeah, she wasn't very affectionate with him. Probably the first 9 months of his life, she probably held him once. So
well,
you're very apparent she didn't.
Are you happy about that or unhappy?
I feel different about it because, you know, if my son doesn't know any better, it's not like he knows he's missing a grandma.
That's right.
But I know it's nice for them to have.
Why?
You know,
Why?
Just just more people to turn to and, you know, feel like your little tribe or whatever is bigger than, you know, just your mom and dad.
That's an illusion. He has you, his mother, and you. Are you white?
Yeah, I'm a white guy.
And you're going to have a truckload of white babies because white people need to start making babies, right? And so, so you're going to have a truckload of white babies, so he's going to have his family with you guys. And then when he grow up, he's going to get married, make some more babies, and he'll have another family. He doesn't need grandma and grandpa.
Okay. And then I guess another question.
Are you
be,
afraid to go and forgive your mother?
Yeah, kind of, because she'll kind of take it aggressively, and she probably won't even see why I'm trying to forgive her. She'll probably see it as she should forgive me.
No.
So
you should, don't worry about those things, but if you don't go and forgive your mother, you're going to end up marrying your mother. You're going to become the boy, and she's going to become the mother. Have you already done that?
Oh, man. No. My wife's polar opposite. This is my second marriage, actually.
Oh,
I think
beta.
My first wife was more like her.
Yeah.
Beta.
And this
well,
wife
my,
that
my
you
wife,
have, right?
Did her thing when I deployed, so it kind of happened.
But if you don't go and forgive your mother, take my word
okay.
for it, the wife you have, your second wife, will become your mother.
Okay.
You got to, and you're never going to have your courage, Chad, until you go and face the bull. You got to face your mother.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd analogy, but yeah, you're right. It kind of is in that sense.
But and you
nothing,
have
nothing
you,
I had a question about real
but
quick.
But listen,
with
you have
judging.
A family though. You have a wife and a son. You got to be the head
yeah.
of your wife and your son, and you're not going to be it as long as you're afraid of women. Because if you're afraid of your mother, you're afraid of all women, and this woman that you're with is not going to like you for that. After a while, she's going to control you.
Yeah.
All you have to
I
do is go
that.
To your mother and be honest with you. Can see that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm indifferent, you know, affection and all that. It's kind of beyond me because of her. But
what
yeah,
does
I just,
that mean
I just want
beyond you?
Because I'm what a man of God.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Men of God have no fear.
Okay.
You are not a man of God until you forgive, go face your mother. Forgive her. Just
okay.
say, hey, I resented you because you were so whatever. I'm going to throw it out words. I don't know your mother. You're so nasty and mean and controlling. And you've been like that all my life. And I resented you for that. I realize now you can't
right.
help it because your mother's in a fallen state. Satan is her father. And so she is
oh, yeah.
trying to control people in order to feel better about herself.
Oh, I know. She's got three kids. I'm one of three. And I'm the only one that really tries to show her any affection, so...
No, don't show her any affection. Cut it out.
Don't show her affection anymore?
No, because a man who is showing affection is a woman. You
right.
need to go... You're trying to, what you're trying to do is appease your mother. You're trying to get her love. You're trying to get her to care about you, and she doesn't have it.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess my other question, too,
okay.
In case my son ever asked me down the road, judgment, it almost seems like a natural thing you do when you meet somebody. You kind of have an idea who they are in your mind and everything. How do you not judge somebody?
That's a
it's
good
kind of
question.
A difficult thing.
When you go and forgive your mother and return to your father, judgment end because it's the spirit of Satan and you're living in your,
okay.
you're living in your head, you're living in your thoughts. And every thought is from Satan, right? And so when you see
right.
someone or you hear that something's not right, immediately Satan starts to judge them. But you think your thoughts are your own. You think you're creating those thoughts and they're from God. So you're using those thoughts. But when you forgive your mother, you will overcome those thoughts and return to God. And you will be guided by what is right, not what's in your head. It'll work
so, I mean,
itself
how
out.
Do you how do you forgive somebody who shunned away, like, the most important people to you? You know, my little family, my wife and my kid. Like, how do you approach something like that?
That's a good question. Have you ever done things in life that you regretted and you can help yourself?
Yeah.
You wish you had not done it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like something inside of you is making you do it?
Yeah.
That's what your mother has. She can't help herself. And understanding yourself will help you understand her then you will forgive her. And forgive means stop being angry at her. And once you do that, everything changes. You come back to yourself, and you start to have a life. And so judgment and fear and doubt and envy and all that stuff will disappear from you. You will live by the light, not by the darkness of imagination. But you got to face your mother. Don't ask her to forgive you. You forgive her. You don't need her to forgive you. You have not done anything right to her. Everything that you did to her, it was what she got back what she put out. She did that to you.
Okay.
So,
well, I appreciate it, Jesse. Yeah.
Chad, if she admitted, hold on, Chad, don't hang up. If she admitted, fine. If she doesn't, fine. You don't need anything from her. So overcome your anger. Don't let anyone convince you that anger is good. It's not good, folks. It's of Satan. Look how much destruction it causes. Look how much fear people have. And look how you have to bow down to people when you have anger. You appease you. And look how they have voted in these godless, nasty Democratic women in the Democratic Party, socialists. And one is living with a boyfriend. A black woman is either dating or married to a black man with a child. It's just a mess. Muslim. Who in the world vote Muslim into the government? And then she went off on the president cursing, we're going to get this MF out of here. Who want that kind of person? This woman is a dangerous person. She doesn't like Christians and Jews. She doesn't like America. So overcome your anger so you can see. Read my book, From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility, I write about how I was able to overcome that anger 29 years ago. And that doesn't mean you don't speak up. That doesn't mean people run over you. You have more power with perfect love than you do with anger. Anger has no love in it at all for anybody. You hear how Chad is talking about how his mother is. She has no love. If what he's saying is true, amazing. So get, if you want an autographed copy of From Rage to Responsibility, you can go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND and order it. I can sign it. All right. You like my shirt? It says Bond. That's my nonprofit. And also on the back, let me see if I turn around here. How can I turn around? Am I turning to the camera?
Yeah, I can see.
On the back, it has Rebuilding the Man, the Family by Rebuilding the Man, and it has RebuildTheMan.com on the back. Really nice shirts. And they're on Teespring, right, Jay? How do they get them? Go to RebuildingTheMan.com and get these shirts. They are so nice. It's so comfortable. I like T-shirts that fits around the neck and comfortable on the body and doesn't look all wild and crazy. These are really nice shirts. So go to RebuildingTheMan.com. I think you'll like it. All right. It's the Bond Rebuilding the Man Teespring. B-O-N-D. The Bond Rebuilding the Man Teespring. All right. So come to church on Sunday. It's going to be amazing. I'm being told you can find it via RebuildingTheMan.com, all right? So thank you all so much. Let me go back to Chad. So Chad out of Florida. Chad,
hey, what's going on, Jesse?
So listen, will you go and forgive your mother?
Yeah, I'd really like to. Just to, you know, put an ease in my mind or let go of any tension or any doubt she has, because I'm pretty crappy feeling. None of your kids want to be around you.
But it's her fault, though. It's not the kids' fault. It's her fault.
Yeah, we've realized that. That's why I asked about forgiveness, is it could be you wipe your hand clean with the person and you don't want any ill intent, no hate towards them, you just keep your distance,
yeah,
or you, do you have to physically...
Yeah, you realize that she can't help her. She's wrong, totally evil. But you realize she can't help herself, just like the things you have done, you couldn't help yourself. So you go to her and say, look, mother, I've resented you because you've been so nasty and pushy and demanding, whatever. And I said, and say that I realize now by knowing myself that you couldn't help yourself. And so sorry for being angry at you. I forgive you. And then if she say, I'm sorry, that's nice. Or if she say, well, I forgive you, that's up to her. Don't respond to that. Because everything you've done to her was her doing it to herself, because she made you what you are today. So you gave her back what she gave to you. It wasn't your fault. It was hers. So if she said, well, I should be forgiving you, just say, do whatever you want. I just want you to know I'm sorry for resenting you. you can help it.
Okay.
And if she start crying, that's fine. If she admits it, that's fine. If she carry on, that's fine. You forgive her, and you'll be done with it. You'll be a free man. Where's your father?
Now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
My dad, he's been absent too, so I kind of.
She ran him off.
Dad who worked.
She ran him off.
I'm sorry.
She ran your father off.
She did. No, she did.
Yeah.
Her and her friends, they, from what I heard, they just kind of badmouthed him.
Yeah. And then they
blamed. She was young. She had us at 18.
She blamed them. They blamed him when it's really her.
Yeah.
And she's not going to say, well, your father loved you, but he's not with me because I ran him off. She's not going to admit that. She's going to blame him. So you got to stop resenting your father, too.
Stop resenting him?
Yeah, do not resent your father.
Oh, do not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been years. I really don't even think about him too much, to be honest with you, but.
Why not?
There's certain things. I kind of just moved on with life. You know, you don't see somebody for a while. You don't really think about it too much.
You can't move on. You need to return to your father, forgive him. He couldn't help himself. Because what you don't realize, you're headed down the same road that your father went down or is going down. You've been married. This is your second marriage. You're married to your mother right now. And eventually you will not be able to handle her. She's going to destroy your son and turn him against you. You're not going to get better, Chad, until you go and face your mother and forgive, return to your father.
Okay. So would you take it as cowardice to send a text?
Yes.
You got to do it in person?
Yeah. You're a beta if you write a letter or send a chat.
I don't want to be that.
Well, you got to face
it. Your chat's already calling me that.
You're going to be shaking in your boots, but it'll be the last time you have to shake.
Yeah, that's something I got to do.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, Jesse. I appreciate this talk.
It's so hard to do. You're so afraid, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest. There's very few things that rattle me, and that's kind of, it's just easier to kind of forget about it.
You can't forget about it, though. It's going to always be with you. You got until you forgive her.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take your words and a little bit of motivation. I'll probably handle it this weekend.
Probably
get back to you about it.
So you're 29 years old. Why do you think this marriage is going to work that you're in now when you're afraid of women? And you resent women because if you resent your mother, you resent all women.
To be honest with you, like I said, I was married before. I think if it wasn't for me deploying for, you know, such a long time, being so young,
yeah,
my wife wouldn't have, you know, been unfaithful, but
you don't know that.
That's how we.
You don't know that because all you have to do is deal with what is, not what might or might not be. You don't know what she would have done because you could be beta male, and women look for real men. So she could have gone out there and found what she thought was a real man, and still would have been a beta. But you don't know if she cheated one time. That doesn't mean she won't cheat again or would not have cheated before if you were there.
I'll tell you this. As far as beta goes, you know, I don't back down from a fight, confrontation, but I guess when it comes to expressing myself, I handle it a little differently.
Yeah. You got to deal with your mother.
Maybe in that instance.
Chad, you got to deal with your mother because otherwise this marriage is going to have problems.
Okay.
And your son will suffer for it.
Yeah, that's what I don't want. I want my son to be, you know, sure of himself and, you know, all that. So,
are you doing my silent prayer.video thing?
I think I did it one time. You put it on your page. I've been following you for about a month now, so I apologize to you in the chat if these questions are redundant. But no, I'd like to. I am a man of God. I mean, I named my son.
You're not a man of God.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to become a man of God.
Then go and forgive your father, your mother and father, and return to when you love your father, when you're not angry at your father. Through him, you will return to God. You cannot return to God when you're angry at your father. How can you love God and hate your father?
But I don't, that's the thing, I don't feel anger. Like when I hear his name or anything, I don't feel anything.
Well, go and let him know that. He will be happy to hear from you.
Oh, I know he would, yeah.
So why haven't you gone there knowing that your father would love to see you?
Like I said, he left. he was absent. He came back into my life before I deployed. Then we didn't talk for a long period of time. My son was born. We rekindled. And it was just very awkward. Like, he maybe was still viewing me as a little boy when he left.
But you don't know that.
The way he talked.
Go and have a conversation. Let him know that you understand now.
Okay.
It all changed for the good. And life will open up for you. The light will come on within, and you will have a life. But you got to deal with your mother first. That's where your fear is. One other last thing. Is there anything about what I'm saying you don't quite understand?
No, it all makes sense. I kind of, maybe in the back of my mind, knew I had to go one day and just put it out there for both of our sakes, for me and hers. But yeah, I guess I just, now the biggest challenge is how to approach it and
just go and tell her.
I can
just go. It's not for her sake, it's for your sake.
Yeah,
she has to go and apologize to your father and to her mother and people she hate for her sake. As you know, it's not for your her sake, it's for yours.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Make sure you do the silent prayer. It's going to help you see clearer, and you'll go and deal with it.
And where am I supposed to, where do I find that at?
On YouTube, silentprayer.video.
Silentprayer.video. I'll check it out.
One last thing I got to ask. Why do you want your mother around, knowing how nasty she is? Why do you want her around your son and your wife?
I've noticed throughout my life the people who are close with their parents can turn to them, call them. They're a lot more confident and sure of themselves. So I figured if my son had more people to speak with, maybe he found a comfort in her that he doesn't in me, you know, he'd have someone else to turn to. Like I said,
you don't want him to turn to her. Look how she screwed you up and your siblings up. They don't, as according to you, they don't have anything to do with her. So if your son turned to your mother, she's going to mess him up too. She's going to screw him up. She has not changed,
yeah,
that so that same evil will screw up your son.
Yeah. So pretty much just forgive and then keep my distance.
Yes.
I'm in the clear.
Yes.
Okay.
And be grateful that all she's right. Not coming around. That's not a sad thing. That's a good thing.
It is true. It is true.
Yeah.
You always speak of forgiveness. And every time I hear you say it, I'm like, well, am I actually forgiving her by, you know, not having anger towards her, kind of just keeping my distance. But I never actually told her, you know, I'm sorry or, you know, I forgive you.
Yeah, just say, hey, I forgive you for resenting you. I realize now you can't help yourself. And then it's up to her how she deal with that. That's not your problem. Don't apologize. Don't apologize for what you did. Forgive her for resenting her for what she did to you. And if she said, well, I need to be forgiving you, just say, no, you don't, because I've never done anything to you. Whatever I did, that was you doing it to yourself because I became like you.
See, that's where it gets to. It's almost to the point where I don't want her to turn the tables and then then I'm just like, all right, well, this was a waste of my time.
But don't,
she don't see the wrong.
But she doesn't need to see it. What people are not getting, the person that you are forgiving doesn't need to see it. You see that you're wrong for resenting, so you're going to go free from that person. And your mind will be renewed, your heart will be renewed, and you'll become yourself again.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Jesse.
I want you to understand, though, don't expect anything from her. You need to disconnect from her by forgiving her. She doesn't need to admit anything. So don't plan what she might do or say. Just wait until you get there and deal with it and go your way.
Okay. Like I said, I appreciate it. These are questions that always kind of stumbled me. And
yeah.
Everyone else I ask about it, they're just kind of like, you know, part your ways. You know, you did nothing wrong.
So
that's what I've been doing. And
yeah, you can't part your way, because when you have resentment, no matter where you go, she will still control you. Even if she died, and you're angry at her when she dies, she'll control you from the grave.
Yeah. It's like the saying goes, resentment's like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die. So, yeah, I could see that.
How's your relationship with your wife right now? Does she control you too?
No. Actually, she's she's a woman of God. That was one of my...
What made you think she's a woman?
Maybe not in your eyes.
Huh?
Maybe not in your eyes, but she's a woman of God.
What made her a woman of God?
What made her a woman of God?
What makes her a woman of God?
You know, respecting the man, listen to what he has to say, doesn't really talk back too much.
She talked back a little bit?
It sounds pretty sexist.
She talked back a little bit?
She can if I start, you know, bugging her a lot. Sometimes I like to mess with her and, you know, she'll get worked up. But other than that, no, she's a good woman.
She has anger?
I've never really had my doubts with her.
She has anger?
Does she have anger?
Yes.
I'll be honest. She has more reason to be resentful towards her mother because she was physically abusive and everything.
Yes.
But she still has a relationship with her. You know, I respect that.
Does she have anger?
I'm mature in that aspect.
Does she have anger?
Anger? No.
Your wife has no anger?
Not that I see.
Well, why is she sticking with a mother that was abusive to her? She's afraid to stand up to her mother. She tried to appease her.
I've asked her that before because she's turned her back. Her mom has turned her back on her a couple of times.
Yes.
I guess she said at the end of the day, that's her mom, you know?
That's a poor excuse. That's because she can't handle her mother. She's still trying to get love and approval from her mother. Your wife is not a Christian woman yet. Because if she were...
Well, if you want to speak on what she's doing, she's going to be watching this, so...
Yeah. If she's trying to appease her mother, knowing that her mother turned her back on her, rejected her, and carried on, she resents her mother, and now she's trying to get love from her mother. Her mother doesn't have love. Women don't have love to give. Women receive love from men. Men receive love from God. Her mother don't have love to give. And your wife is trying to get something from her mother that she's never going to give to her. And the more she tried to get it from her mother, the less her mother would give it to her because her mother loved that control.
Yeah, I agree. I could see that 100%.
So she's controlling your wife. Why do you think your wife is a Christian? A child of God. Child of God don't live that way.
Well, I'm sure she's going to question herself after she sees this.
She should. And tell her to do the same.
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah. But see, you're not man enough to be honest with her. So to help her come out of the hellhole that she's in, you're catering to her, and it's all going
to back. Well, I tried, Jesse. I've told her, you know, hey, you know, why do you continue to talk with her when it's apparent how she views you? And she gave me an answer. I can't remember it right now.
Is she going to say, that's my mother? That's a cowardly way out.
What's that?
When she said, oh, well, that's my mother. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But you can't help your wife, Chad, because you're afraid of your mother.
Yeah, it's sad to admit, but yeah, I can see there's a little bit of fear.
Your wife and your son need you, man. They need the Christ in the home. Right now, you're not the Christ in the home. You got to help your wife overcome that hell.
Well, that's why I was calling, Jesse. I kind of want to be, you know, closer to God and do everything I can to... I'll be the father, be the
well. Return
husband
to your.
I can be
well. Forgive your mother, return to your father, and it will happen. It's not going to happen until you do that.
Okay.
Other words, you just have nicey Christian sayings and Christian words, and playing Christian, but you're really not a Christian, and your wife is not either.
I got you.
Y'all go to Bible. Y'all go to church. You learn the Bible. You hear that crap from the preacher. And you're just quoting it, but you're not it. You're not living it. You're not that perfect example.
We actually, you know, a church is a gathering of two or more in Jesus' name. So we kind of, we'll pray and stuff. We don't really go to a church, but that's why I didn't have answers to the questions I asked you.
That's not the reason you don't have an answer. The reason you don't have an answer because you have not forgiven your mother, returned to your father, so you can become yourself again. You got to return... So you can overcome your mother. You have your mother's mindset, and you have her emotions,
okay.
So you can't help a woman because you're all woman.
I guess, yeah, in your eyes.
No, not my eyes. Your wife sees you that way, too. You
possibly.
Have a, yeah.
Possibly.
But you have a chance,
so,
Chad.
So to become the true alpha that I'm destined to be, I got to go forgive.
Yes. Absolutely. You got to.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Jesse.
Chad, good conversation, man. Do the silent prayer. Have your wife do it. You guys will be fine if you take those steps.
Okay.
And call me again anytime you have any questions, all right?
Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate it.
And you can let you, you can have your wife call me too if you want.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be interesting. Actually, she definitely probably do that.
Yeah.
So, are you God married bless to a, you. I appreciate
to,
it.
You married to a black woman or a white?
She looks white, but I guess she's Spanish. I didn't know till after the fact. She's got really white skin.
So you thought you were marrying a white woman, but ended up with a Spanish woman?
Yep, that's absolutely what I thought.
Amazing. Well, why you didn't send her back and get yourself a white woman?
Oh, I already got my feelings going. I couldn't.
You had sex with
her. I had to look past.
You had to look past what?
What's that?
You had to look past what?
The Spanish thing. I wanted a white woman. I've dated many races, but for some reason, white women are what I, you know, prefer.
Wow. And you're black, right?
No, I'm white.
Amazing.
I'm white.
And so, did she pretend, your wife pretend to be white?
I don't know what being white is. But I thought it was just a skin color.
But why didn't you know she was white before you married her?
Her skin color. She's white, you know, she's white complexion, but she's, like, some of her family's really dark, like, Islander.
Well, why didn't you ask her during the dating period, are you white or are you Mexican? I'm confused here.
We were talking about other things, Jesse.
Did you have sex with her before marriage?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, no wonder. Yeah. You became addicted. Yeah. That's why you can do it.
Yeah, it was some time before I had some. So, yeah, I lost my mind a little bit.
Yeah. And does she know you didn't want, when you say Spanish, you mean a Mexican?
I think Puerto Rican.
This is so strange.
It is odd, yeah.
Does she know you didn't want a Mexican, you wanted a white woman? Does she know that now?
Yeah, I think she's aware of that, yeah.
And how does she feel about that?
She's never really spoke on it, to be honest with you. She seems happy. She's, like I said, she doesn't really give me a hard time. I love her.
That's amazing that she's with a white man who thought she was white while dating and found out that she's not and married him.
She actually said, when we used to talk on the phone a lot, she said I sounded like a black guy on the phone.
Yeah, you do sound black.
So maybe she thought I was a black guy.
But when she saw you, she saw that you wasn't, right?
Oh, yeah, she knew I wasn't off the webcam and everything.
So, this is amazing. And you're 29 years old?
Yeah.
You're 29?
I'm sorry?
You're 29,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 29.
How old is she?
She's actually 23, younger.
Nice age, but the wrong color, right?
She's got the right color, the nationalities.
Right. Amazing.
But, yeah.
So what is it like living with a Spanish woman when you really prefer a white woman? What's that like living with that?
It never really crosses my mind. I mean, she makes a lot of Spanish meals, which I can't complain.
And you have a sex, so everything is fine, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's a cherry on top.
Well, go and forgive your mother, and then everything will change for the good for you. All right, you'll stop hating women, your life will be free, and you can protect your son and wife.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jesse.
Okay, Chad, let me know how it goes.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
And God bless you, man. Amazing call. Amazing! Wow. It was fun.